Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Have you had your green drink today? Well, I had mine this morning with the kale and the apple, sometimes green apple, sometimes a red apple of some sort. Little ginger, a little lemon, a lot of water and some ice. And I am spoiled, Andrea, because my husband does make it for me every day. So it does make it easier. Andrea, I know you, I can see your green. I am lucky. Well, you have your green drink. What's in yours today?
I do.
Ooh, beautiful color.
Today I shook it up a bit. So, you know, it's very interesting to me about green drinks because for the longest time, you know, I'm a nutritionist. I know it's important, but for the longest time, I was lazy and I just didn't want to kind of put everything together. My blender was awful and I just didn't have the right tools. And what we learned with, you know, is that if you have the right tools, I went out and I bought myself a Vitamix and a powerful blender. And when you have the right tools, you're going to do it because you're going to love using the right tools. So I started juicing every day and I have to tell you, I absolutely love it.
Oh, the Vitamix is my hero. I had to convince my husband because they are pricey. But it totally makes a difference because you're right. Once you have it, I mean, he uses it twice a day. He does a green drink and then he does a fruit smoothie. I'll eat a little bit of fruit and then I'll do the green drink. But it makes it so easy. Now, Andrea, you know, as a holistic nutritionist, why should we be drinking those green drinks? And what's in them? What do you like to put in yours?
Well, okay. So, well, green drinks are just packed with nutrients, right? So nutrients that we necessarily won't get from, you know, just eating a salad. So you can put a lot more nutrients, the phytochemicals into the actual blender. Plus, you know, what I like about not necessarily juicing, but putting it into the Vitamix is that you still get some of the fiber because if you're just juicing, the fiber gets lost. So what I've been doing, I've been trying to mix it up a bit. Today, I put in kale and Swiss chard and I put an orange and a pear and I mixed it all up. So it was a little less sweet than the ones I've been doing, you know, the rest of the time, but it's really, really good. So really nice, gives me lots of energy. That's the other really great thing about a green drink is that you could start your day off with a ton of energy. So I used to eat breakfast. I'd have, you know, bread or I had food that wasn't alive. Green drinks are alive, right? And now what I love to do is I started an organic garden. And in the morning, I go outside, I take some kale and some Swiss chard right off the stem and throw it right into the Vitamix. And I have to tell you, I'm absolutely loving it and I'm feeling the difference. So to your question about what I'm putting in it, I also make several smoothies that have kale, Swiss chard, orange, banana, dates, and pineapple, and then about a quarter cup of raw organic nuts. Really good as well because the nuts Ooh. Offer some protein and some fat. Yeah, really nice. And you can, you know, just Google online, you know, great smoothie recipes or juicing recipes, and you can come up with so many different varieties.
Now let's talk about that with the juicing versus the smoothies. I don't have a juicer, so I just make I can make a thicker green drink. I can make a more liquidy green drink. But what are the benefits of having both? And are there benefits or is it okay just to make the smoothie? Do you need a juicer too?
I would say I have a juicer and I have a Vitamix. And I'll tell you the issue with the juicer more from like a labor intensive point of view. The reason why I was lazy is because I didn't love cleaning the juicer. I found it cumbersome. And what would happen is I would juice it and all the pulp is taken out. So you have you have a bit of a mess. And I was just lazy because I didn't like the cleanup. I'm just being honest. And what I find with the Vitamix is that the cleanup is so easy. It actually inspires me to do it because I'm not like, oh man, it's going to take me so long to clean it up and I have to come back to a mess at the end of my day. So that's why I like it. You throw in some water, some soap, you turn it on, you blend it for a second and you're done. So I think that's why, you know, going back to the tools, I think if you have the right tools, you're going to do it more often.
I think so too. Now, sometimes they say if you drink the juice, if you want to maybe let your digestive system relax, do you think it's nice to sometimes maybe you can eat, like there's some juices that I like to buy that are pressed, that are local, that are green. Is that a good way to go, do you think? Or do you think the Vitamix, you know, combines everything enough that you don't really need that break in your digestion?
Well, I think that, you know, I think however your juice, that's a great question. I think when you are, there are juice fasts that you can do. Like you can do 3-day juice fast. Like if you have issues with your gallbladder, you can do an apple juice fast, like a juicing apples. Make sure they're organic, of course, and take out the pits. But you could do certain cleanses, definitely help. But juicing is great. It does bypass the digestive system. So it is a really good way if you're trying, you know, also if you want to kind of take off a little bit of the bloat, you want to give your digestive system a little bit of a break. So definitely recommend it. But, you know, like anything, it's moderation, right? So for me, I'm liking the Vitamix a little bit more just because I like the fact that the fiber is still intact. And I could add in, you know, chia seeds, which even give it more fiber and omega-3. So chia seeds are amazing because they're packed with omega-3s. They have 5 grams of fiber per tablespoon. So if you throw in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, you now have 10 grams of fiber in your morning smoothie. So I like it because I like smoothies because you can add in other things that can also help, you know, benefit. But, you know, either has its moment, they're both good for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. But, you know, I'm a bigger fan of smoothies.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, my husband likes to put almond butter, natural almond butter, like you mentioned, putting nuts in yours. And that's what's so good. I mean, you can have a complete meal. You can get your protein. You can get your greens. You can get your healthy fat. And, you know, instead of grabbing your cup of coffee, or maybe, okay, people like their coffee along with their coffee, you know, maybe just grab a green drink.
I would probably
makes you feel.
Exactly. I would stay away from the coffee if you're doing your green drink.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
negating the benefits. But yeah, it definitely keeps me full. Like what I find is when I start my morning with a nice thick smoothie with the chia seeds or even without it, you know, for that matter, it keeps me full for a long time because it's nutrient dense, right? So many of us are depleted of our nutrients. And when you take in or you're drinking things or you're eating things that have these high nutrient dense contents, then it fills you up and it's, you know, filling your cells with all the nutrients that you need. So it's great, you know, especially when you're taking it from the garden right into the juice. So it's a live food, right?
Man, I want to move in with you. I am so jealous. How did you get that started? Because when we were doing a show last year, I think you didn't have a garden. So is this something that is new to you? I'm really
totally new.
Exciting. Yay. I'm so proud.
So thank you. So new to me. So I always had an excuse. Again, there with the excuses. I'm such a doer, Lisa, but it came with certain things. I find that, you know, like if it's a big cleanup or if it's a big to-do, sometimes I procrastinate. And I always had an excuse for the garden. I was moving a few times. I, you know, which is a pretty good excuse, but I was moving. I had kids. I had my babies in July, you know, or I was traveling too much. So this year I said, you know what? That's it. No more excuses. I'm going to go and do it. So I went out and I bought a bunch of pots and I put it on my patio. I even did it a little bit in my garden itself. And it's super easy. You know, I consulted with people. I asked around. I did a lot of Googling and I am absolutely loving it. And you know what I love about it too, is it's so amazing for my kids. Every day they go outside and we check, are the tomatoes growing? Are the peppers growing? What about the cucumbers? What's the squash looking like? So it's such a nurturing experience. I find that it's so terrific, not only for us, but for our children too.
Yeah. See, that's why I need to do it. And the idea that you get to go and pick your kale and then put it right in your drink is so cool. Like I have to go to the store.
Isn't it cool?
I'm so envious.
Isn't it cool? I know. I've become a little bit of a vegetable snob. Now it's like when I'm at the store, I'm like, oh, you know, they've been there. They're off the stem way too long. I'm just kidding. But you can't get everything. But it's been really an amazing experience. And, you know, for those people who can't grow a garden, there's something called, I was just introduced to it. I absolutely fell in love with it. It's called a tower garden. And it's by a company called Juice Plus. And, you know, it's basically a unit that you could put in your house and you can grow your vegetables all year round. And it's really fantastic. Oh, and I loved it. Cool. I loved it so much that I'm going to start distributing it because I thought it was an amazing product. So super, super amazing for those who can't. Yeah, it's really amazing. So anyways, and I spoke at their conference and I thought, you know what, if I can get organic vegetables all year round, I'm in.
Like, yeah, sign so me up.
That's for what you said, Lisa. So anyways, regardless of anything, I think a green juice is a really great way to start. And if you can do it, you know, and if you have the capabilities or not, just try it out. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.